dark, deserted, dingy, and wet. The common traits of an abandoned warehouse at night. The day has gone by all too quickly around here, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just pop in and have a look, shall we?
I don't know.
Come on, Mike, where's your sense of adventure? Well, it looks pretty deserted. After you.
No, after you.
Okay, then. No, dear, not you again.
Stay where you are.
Gladly. It's not like I'm going to do something silly with a gun pointing at me again. Now is it?
Terry, can we shoot them now?
Not yet, Louis.
But our instructions were to kill them, but we never got a chance last time.
It appears they have us, Mike.
Obviously.
Quite.
My Mars instructs me to kill you, Doctor.
You know who I am?
Yes, my master does.
Who is your master?
Do it now, Tony. Shoot him.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye. Now I'm going to do some flash chat. Mike, run!
Doctor?
Go!
Go, Doctor!
No!
Well done, Tony. Now what?
We kill him. Yes, Master.
Tony, who are you talking to?
Yes, Master. We'll bring him to you.
Tony?
Louis, help me. The boss wishes to see him.
See who?
The Doctor. Help me inside of him.
Yes, Tony.
They aren't following me. The dog's probably more important.
Shit. Boom down there.
Shall we shoot him now, Tony?
Not yet, Louis.
Why not?
The boss wants to see him.
But I want to shoot him now, Tony.
Shut up, Louis.
Jeez, Tony, since we got this new boss, you've been acting real strange.
No, I ain't.
Yeah, you have. You've been real weird and you've been talking to yourself.
No, I ain't.
Yes, you have.
Shut up, Louis.
No.
Quiet before the boss comes.
No.
Tony. I'm sorry, Louis. Sorry, Louis, next. I didn't mean it.
Goodbye, Tony.
Louis, I'm so sorry.
How touching.
Boss!
Yes, I see you with the Doctor.
Yes, I did. Louis helped.
So I can see.
And it wasn't very nice shooting him, now, was it?
I suppose not, Doctor. But then again, you've been against violence, haven't you?
I guess I have, but it wasn't necessary.
It wasn't of my doing.
You were a reason it happened.
There's no point in arguing with you, Doctor. You and I both know that these humans' primitive lives are no consequence to us.
What? How can these human lives be no less important? You speak as though you're not human.
As do you, Doctor.
Yes, that's because I'm not human.
Same here, Doctor.
What?
You heard me, Doctor.
Who are you?
I am fully referred to as the boss.
I gather that, but who are you really?
Now, that would be telling, Doctor.
The Doctor's in there, I hope. Not long now. Doctor, I'll rescue you.
No rescues tonight, boy.
This dimension is falling apart, Doctor.
What? And without my realizing it, that's impossible. No, it felt pretty intact when I got here.
I'm sure it did, Doctor. And now, it's falling apart.
But why?
Because of me, Doctor.
You? You're just a silly human who likes to push people around and give orders.
Human?
Yes. If you're anything else, then I would have noticed straight away.
Your senses have let you down.
Not for once, have they?
They have, Doctor. You still don't recognize me, then?
Should I?
Yes, you should.
Oh yes, I recognize you now. You're one of those megalomaniacs who enjoy terrorizing primitive life forms on primitive worlds. Worlds without a future. Worlds without a hope.
You make it sound so silly, Doctor.
Oh, do I?
You do indeed.
Let me go!
I got him, boss!
Throw him down there.
You're good at that.
Shut up.
You may go now.
Sure thing, boss.
What now, boss? You shoot him, they're both here.
No, Tony, not yet. I still have matters to sort out with the Doctor.
Now back to this dimension. It seems fairly together here. Nothing has or will go wrong. This dimension and time is perfectly fine.
It isn't. I need that device to give back your person to fix it, Doctor.
No, you don't.
I do.
Prove it.
That device you hold is properties that was found even as primitive mind on this planet.
I hope it wasn't referring to me.
Shush, Mike.
Without your help, Doctor, this planet will collapse on itself. I'm sure you don't want that to happen, Doctor. Tony, my dear friend and colleague, stand beside me.
Okay.
I control this one, Doctor. I control his mind. Now watch closely. Being outside of time, this time puts us at an advantage, Doctor.
What's happening to him?
Molecular disintegration. Horrible.
Looks painful.
It is.
See, Doctor?
That was unnecessary.
But it proved my point.
I will not have more killing.
Nothing you do now, Doctor, will change anything.
Nothing else to do this.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Running away.
Can't leave, Doctor. Leaving this dimension will cease to exist.
I don't believe you.
You shall.
Get off me!
Mike!
Leave, I kill this human, Doctor.
No, don't. I will help you.
Thank you. Now, close the portal.
I don't know how.
Close it.
Mike, into the portal.
Doctor?
Jump!
See you around.
No!
What if you found a portal to a parallel dimension? What if you could slide into a thousand different worlds where it's the same year and you're the same person, but everything else is different? And what if you can't find your way home?